You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Bucko. Ace, you remember that? The word bucko, was calling somebody bucko, was from Happy Days.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Richie Cunningham would say it on Happy Days.
Yeah. It was like a clean word for a-hole, I think.
Bucko. Yeah. That's when you knew he was serious. Yeah, when was the rare occasion he got mad. Let me tell you something, bucko.
Mm-hmm. Take that, shove it up your ass, bucko.
Yeah.
Richie Cunningham is Ron Howard.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And
A.K.A. Opie Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, what he's amazing. I find him like so impressive.
Yeah, you have that. You have Opie Taylor as a kid, and then your next role is Happy Days, which runs for what, 10 years, and then you did some movies like, in there, and he's like, I'm going to direct, and he directs some of the biggest movies of all time
and great movies, like incredible.
Yeah, American Graffiti,
phenomenal.
He was in that, and didn't he direct that? No, he didn't.
No, that was George Lucas.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was the last normal thing George Lucas did.
All right.
Before he got in a weird ass Star Wars shit.
Okay.
But a lot of the show Happy Days, you could see the similarities in American Graffiti and Happy Days. But anyway, Bucko is a term that we should bring back, I think.
Hey, Bucko.
Yeah.
I think it would have the same impact now, because you'd be like, what? What did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Ron Howard being so talented and everything, and handsome. I mean, come on. Now, there's something that has gone virile. I know y'all have all seen it. I just saw a still picture of it in a headline, and I didn't know what it was until I guess it was yesterday I heard what the whole deal was. It was a virile post of some sort of a delivery driver who was delivering tampons to a lady.
Okay.
She had ordered tampons delivered to her house. And it says that he's a hero now online because he spent his own money while he was there to get her some chocolate to go along with it, where he delivered the tampons and some chocolate.
Okay.
And now he's just like, oh, the greatest guy in the world. I think that's creepy.
Yeah, I could see why people would think that's a kind of creepy. But I think it's cool.
He's adding something into that she didn't ask for. It's kind of weird.
I see why that could be seen as creepy. But if you know, he was like, I was just trying to do a nice thing.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to demonize him. Like, you pervert creep.
Maybe it's like, no, it's just like,
maybe he's trying to get a laugh out of it. Yeah, like, it's kind of funny, too. Check this out.
Well, it all goes back to that's something that should be a private thing, you know?
Yeah.
We don't have any, you know, any type of modesty anymore when it comes to that sort of thing. What?
There's a new Secret commercial, you know, Secret deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the all over body deodorant.
Oh,
in
the
last scene, she just pulls the front of her pants out, takes the can, and just goes,
yeah,
I know.
Right down at her crotch. I went, what is going on?
There's just no modesty or shame or decorum.
Oh.
But is that an example of another one of those things that they're saying, like, all women know about this, all women do it, so they should be able to talk about it? Is that the philosophy on that? I know it's to shock.
Yeah, but it's effed up that that's the philosophy.
Maybe so, but that's stupid. The thing, you know.
And I know that's what they say, but it just comes down to, you know, too many women, not all, but too many women today don't give a shit about being a lady.
Yeah.
You don't give two F's about it.
Bad.
There's nothing wrong with
bad
that.
Bad business for a culture. Because you know why? Because for so long they've been told you need to be more like men. Do what men do. Do what men do better than men do. And don't let a man tell you you can't do what a man does. So now they're doing it. Men, you know, for generations have been putting some sort of a smell good down their drawers, thinking they might get lucky. And in the process, burning their genitals.
Oh, please. I've been there.
You know, with Brute or whatever else. We've all been through it. So should we have that? Should we have a commercial with little boys who are sneaking in to their sexual awareness, taking men's aftershave and dousing their junk with it on TV commercials? Because everybody knows about it. Everybody can relate to it. All men can relate to it.
Man, you just gave me some flashbacks when you mentioned Brute.
Yeah.
Onion by nuts. Fabergé. Yeah.
I mean, first time, well, the only time I ever did that, I regretted it. Yeah. In 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think mine was Old Spice.
The original scent?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That original scent, Old Spice. I think my dad had some. And I was like, probably should do that. Oh.
That original scent of Old Spice was not good.
Yeah. And you can't tell anybody then. You know, like you run to your mom and go, Mom, guess what I just did? It burns.
They called it aftershave lotion. It was just liquid. You're like, what? What is that? But for y'all's generation, y'all had that Axe.
Yep.
Body spray.
I remember spraying that all through my high school years.
Would it burn your junk if you sprayed your junk with it, or was it made for? Because it was an all over body spray, right?
Yeah, I never used that on my junk.
And me either.
Yeah. But I used something during like before a middle school dance.
Yeah, just I know you
case,
say that.
Just in case she gets crazy. Wanted to be prepared.
But if it had gotten crazy, you wouldn't have had a clue what was happening. Right?
No.
She'd have been like, let's do this. You'd be like, I don't know. Okay.
No, I can't.
I'm scared. Rob, did you ever use the Axe body spray in lieu of a shower?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ace, would your mom have ever ordered feminine products to be delivered by a stranger to the house?
No, she would not have.
No. And that tells me, aren't women always prepared for that? Yeah. Aren't they always like way ahead, way in advance, ahead of that?
I think not necessarily. They try. I think most of them try to be. But I know sometimes, I'm sure.
Our pantry looks like BJ's.
Yeah.
Warehouse. You know, whatever we need, it's just like way in advance is there. Q-tips.
That's how I measure a lot of these things, though, TJ. That you always, that's my litmus test. Would my mom have done this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. If my mom had been in a TV commercial, they said at the end, you're going to pull the pants out and you're going to spray this down your pants. She'd be like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll do something else.
I saw that commercial yesterday. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. That's all right. Well, think about the one where it shows the animated version of the turds going in the toilet for that that it's not Poopery, it's a different brand, the Glade brand or whatever it is. You remember that?
No.
Okay, something like you're out your Hollywood party and then the director is going in behind you after you poop and it shows how it works. You spray the water and then the poop goes down and it doesn't like it shows fumes coming off the poop and it won't escape out of the water because
I gotta see what that is.
Yeah, I mean it was just ridiculous. And then the guy, the director walks out of the bathroom after the starlet has blown it up and then he's standing like this and he's going like this smells so good, her poop smells so good.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, and it was just a regular commercial, a regular ad on TV. But I mean, once you cross that line, it's hard to get back over, you know. Once women, a lot of women in America stop giving a shit about being ladies, then it's hard to get them back.
It's pooping and stinking and,
you know, just damn kicking around in public in your pajamas and slippers and shit.
Atrocious.
Not carrying a purse. That's what started all of it. Not carrying a damn purse.
Move one, not carrying a purse.
Yeah, they think that, the the feminism started when the women's was burning their bras and stuff. No, it really started. It kicked it into high gear the first time a woman said, you know what? I'm not carrying a purse. That was it. Then they were all gone. Mm. And never has there been a time in our society where women loved purses so much than as they do now.
True.
But still don't carry them all the time. Hmm. Now, how much sense does that make? None.
They don't care. Women don't carry purses.
A lot of times they don't. Younger women.
Meredith barely does.
Yeah.
She have you carry all your stuff, all her stuff for you?
No.
He don't wear anything with pockets.
Cargo shorts?
I got, well, everything I wear has pockets.
Oh, I thought you.
At least four.
I thought you, yeah. I thought you were wearing, you know, those no pocket Levi's.
No.
Or Wranglers. You wearing jeggings.
All Meredith carries with her is a wallet and her keys if she's driving. Otherwise, it's just her wallet.
How much stuff is on her keychain?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff.
See, that's the thing. When women started, you know, substituting their keychain for their purse, carry all their stuff on their keychain.
Yeah. Amanda may only
ask you to carry that shit. I'm like, you better take the fob off of it.
Yeah. Before we go somewhere, she'll be a, hey, here's my license and my debit card in case I need it for anything. And I'll put those in my wallet. And then, you know, she'll have literally nothing with her when we go somewhere.
Well, then you better take a purse in case you need it for anything. I'm not carrying your shit.
Get out of here.
Why you got to be so footloose and fancy free?
Yeah, where are you going?
Yeah, why do I have to be the one that's encumbered?
Yeah. Well, you're freed up, but now I'm weighted down.
Yeah.
There was a whole big episode of Seinfeld about that.
Yeah, I have a phone in my pocket already. Oh, now I've got to carry your phone because you didn't bring anything to put it in.
Why didn't she get one of those? She doesn't even want to carry her phone.
Amanda won't. A lot of times, she'll be somewhere, she'll carry my phone for me, if you would. So I got a phone in my front pocket, got a phone in my back pocket, got a big ass, we go in her car, it's got a big ass keychain in my pocket, it says a boy mom on it.
Okay.
I'd be like, no. Get you a phone wallet, you know, one of those, not one that sticks on the back, but those that women use that flip open and closes over, and you put all that in there.
Yeah.
Put your little cash in it and your license and, you know, whatever else, and put it in your business. Because, you know, her phone's probably big, too, isn't it?
Is it one of those smaller
pro whatever?
Yeah, but it's a small one.
We call those Pro Max. Yeah. Hmm. Well, I ain't got room in my pants. I'm already, you know, I got stuff in my pants that's making my jeans tight anyway. Oh. And I can't lighten that load. That's, you know, right. What I'm saying? I can't lighten it. It's not like I can say, here, carry this. You
should see what I'm toting.
That's going to be my answer from now on, though. Right, she goes, can you carry my phone? Can you carry this?
Mm. You carry this hog leg. Come
on. It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.